You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Not least, we have Mr. Mellow Downs coming on the show all the way from, I'm guessing, Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah, man. What's good, brother?
Not much, man. How is Tamaki doing?
Just a little bit of an overcast. You can feel a little bit of a southerly coming on. So, nah, jokes. Nah, it's like, all good. It's all good. It's a bit cloudy today, but yeah, it's all good.
High of 11, low of 6. Type shit.
Yeah.
Nice. And the vibe and the spirit of the place is still pretty high. People are still pretty happy there.
Yeah, man. But I feel like, I don't know, Auckland's been a bit bland lately. It might just be me.
Mm.
And I'm not talking my own city down, but I feel like, you know, where are you at?
Dunedin, Otipoti.
Yeah. I don't know, just a little bit. Shit, maybe I need to go traveling or something.
It's always good, especially in this time of year, I feel, you know, as winter starts to come in. It's always good to see some of the sights, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was cruising through your Instagram and saw that you recruited the help of Paddy Gower to promote your new song Carvified. How'd you wrangle that?
Man, it wasn't even much of a wrangle. He's one of my boys. Like,
really?
I have a YouTube show called
Carver Corner. Yeah.
And I got him on like years ago, maybe like 3 years ago or something like that, and we've just been boys ever since.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. What kind of music does he like?
Man, I don't even know if he listens to music yet. I always catch him in weird, like, just the most random of places, or just the most spontaneous kind of, like, encounters, you know what I mean?
One of those people. I can imagine he'd be like that.
He's one of those guys you can, like, take to the boys and he would just fit in.
mean. That's so sick. You're set to go Canada ways for the Indigenous Music Summit. Is this your first time going to the Great White North of Canada?
Yeah, man, it's my first time in Canada. I've been to the States a few times, but I've never been to Canada, and especially Toronto, so I'm really looking forward to, I guess, yeah, just being able to share our cultures and just network and meet new people and, I guess, you know, play a show, play a couple shows.
Do you have any sights or sounds that you want to go experience while you're there?
I'm going there for the Imaginative Film Festival. And then from there, off the back of that, I just kind of got booked for a couple other shows. So, I really want to go to Arez, which is, I guess, like the equivalent to like going to a marae here in Aotearoa. Mm-hmm. So like, I just want to, I guess, indulge in the Indigenous culture over there, which would be cool, and just, I guess, see the similarities between Māori, Pacific Island, and you know, that culture as well.
Are they Inuit people up there?
I think the Inuit, there's like gonna be Māori people, like,
yeah.
I still need to be educated on the whole thing, so yeah, I'm guessing so, yeah.
That's gonna be so much fun. It's gonna be so awesome. I'm very happy to hear that. Okay. Now we're here to talk about Beyond the Beat, which is a new New Zealand Music Month initiative, which sees the producers pairing an established artist such as yourself with an up and coming artist such as Reiki Ruawai. He essentially remixed your song Son of a Queen. Now, were you quite taken aback with just how different Reiki's version of it was to your original version?
Not really. I kind of just wanted it to be different, you know? I reckon I would be underwhelmed if someone just came with the same cadence, the same, like, Son of a, you know what I mean? So it was cool that he already had a vision and, like, a plan of how he wanted it to sound. And when we linked up the first time, he showed me, like, a reference that kind of, like, related to the sound or the sonics he was going for. So, it was cool.
Was his version kind of in the ballpark of what you were expecting, or was it something completely different than what you were expecting?
I guess because I know Reiki's music, I know what his sound is like. It's not like I know everything about his music, but I know what his sound sounds like, so I guess I had a bit of an inkling what it would be like, but it still surprised me when I heard it. It blew me away, for sure.
For sure. I love that in the YouTube video they have the live reaction of you and Reiki on MyFM, I think it was.
Yeah, and it's like going back and forth, like, Reiki, me, like the camera angles and all that. I was like, oh.
Cut, 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 cut. cut. Yeah. That's great. Now, the name of that track, Son of a Queen, comes from you wanting to flip Son of a Bee, which you, I guess, heard possibly in a mafia film like Goodfellas, I think is what you quoted in that video.
Yeah.
You want to flip that into a positive message. So, you know, you thought of your mother as a queen, and then we get Son of a Queen. I want to know, do you watch a lot of mafia stuff, and has she heard the Reiki's version of it yet?
Yeah. To answer your question, I love those movies. I love those mafia ones. I love jail movies. I love football firm movies, like those UK kind of like football firms.
Mm-hmm.
Like my favorite movie is like Rise of the Foot Soldiers. It's real gruesome. It's like it's like chainsaws and like all types of out of it stuff. But yeah, anyway, sorry. but my favorite. Oh, my mom's. Yeah, she loved it. Like, she misses me because I sent her a link to the episode and she likes it better than the original. Just because, like, obviously, like, she loves the fact that I wrote a song saying, you know, Son of a Queen, but there's so much swearing in that. It's not the original.
Mm.
And it's so aggressive, the way that I'm chanting the chorus. So, yeah. I guess, like, Reiki's version is much more appealing to her, I guess, her age bracket and the type of music she likes.
Yeah, her sensibilities, her palette, you know, it's of a queen. It's son of a queen. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did this experience make you want to collaborate with Reiki in, I guess, like a more formal setting?
Not really. No. Of course.
Damn!
Yeah, we're going back and forth on music for the last couple of years. Like, still yet to find the right song, but I feel like, you know, in divine timing, we'll definitely collaborate in the future. And I'm keen as to get more studio sessions with him, so for sure.
Mm-hmm. The stars are aligning, it sounds like. That's really good to hear.
Yeah, that'll be awkward if I just ended the interview. It's like, nah, not really.
Nah, it's actually cheeks, eh? It's actually proper cheeks. Now, if you could like redux any track in a Beyond the Beat way, the way that Reiki did to your song, what would it be?
Oh, the first thing that came to mind, actually, probably Dave Dobbin's Loyal.
Really?
Yeah. I reckon I could do a crazy spin on that.
Yeah, make it, like, all hip-hoppy or something?
Yeah, maybe. I just think, like, in terms of the hook, I could flip it to make it sounding crazy.
Dave Dobbin's Loyal. I wasn't expecting that, but I love that answer. Is that a song that's near and dear to your heart?
I don't know. I just think growing up, like, watching TV when the America's Cup was on, when the World Cup was on, like, when it would be in heaps of ads, and even I think, like, it was around primary school and stuff, like, it used to be played heaps, so it's just one of those iconic songs, I guess, that, like, doesn't matter what your culture is, doesn't matter where you're from in New Zealand, like, everyone just knows that song.
I'm gonna be honest, I actually don't know that song, so I'm gonna have to do some listening after this show. I'm not a real Kiwi. Oh, far out.
Check it out after this. You'll probably be like, I remember that. Okay. Maybe not, but it's a cool song.
I was gonna play Son of a Queen after this chat, but I'll play Loyal after Son of a Queen. Okay, we'll do that. Now, you've released two tracks this year. You've released Coverfied and Revolution. Are you gearing up to release a Mellow Dunn's album this year?
Yeah, I am. So, like, I think out of all the drops that I did last year and then this year, the Coverfied was just one of those ones that was just, like, really left field for, I guess, my traditional sound, and also other stuff I've been making too, but I've just been wanting to, like, obviously, like, when festivals come around, I've been playing some big festivals, and I guess, like, I've been wanting to make more stuff that you can vibe to at those kind of festivals, and just, I guess, experimenting with my sound, and that's why I've kind of been doing more dance and, like, garage and stuff like that. So I'm packaging it all up, and I'm going to be dropping an EP in June.
Cool.
It's cool. I haven't announced it, but it's called Mellow on Bass. And then that's going to kind of package all that up.
I love the pairing of garage and rap, like the Karu Brandon Shiraz EP that dropped in February.
That's iconic, bro. I love that.
I want to.
Karu's got a few joints on my project, so you could expect something not similar, but, like, you know, around the same, on the same wavelength.
Same, but different.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, I love Kyra. I think he's one of the best producers in the country. And yeah, thank you very much for coming on the program today and nerding out with me and talking about Beyond the Beat. I can't wait to see the other episodes. I think it's a really awesome, it's a really, really cool kind of exchange of I guess, perspective and culture, you know?
Yeah. Sorry. Someone just tried to FaceTime me. I was answering here. But yeah. No, of course, man. Like, I'm looking forward to the other episodes, and I'm really happy I got to do mine with Reiki. Because who else? Do you know who else is on the other one?
Oh, I should know, but I actually have no idea.
No,
I can look at the press release right now.
But I do know Masbo Q's did a lot of the songs.
Yes, I assume so. Yeah, it's Sly Chaos and C Blue, Liberty Kings, Ashy, Drax Project, Timmy the First, Cassie Henderson, and Ewan Reiki. I think that's all, I think.
Yeah. Hard out. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, so if you're listening, make sure you check out the Beyond the Beat. Check out the first episode with me, Reiki. And yeah, now shout out NZ Music Month, aka Mellow Music Month. But yeah.
Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to listen to your EP when it comes out. Looking forward to those Karu joints in particular. And I hope that Canada treats you very well.
Sure, brother. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
Take care, man. Take care. All right, folks. That was Mellow Downs, and we're talking about Beyond the Beat, which he has just started, and you can find it on YouTube. That's where I watched it. And I gotta say, the camera work in that series is also just great. It's a really good picture. The lighting's awesome. It's very warm lighting. And they really put you in the shoes of the artist, so to speak. So here is Mellow Downs with Son of a Queen. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.